Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So moving in from that, moving into where we're at now, like I said, I've been coming here for 6 months, and I came here, started coming here in September, and then in October, there was some changes, that some major changes happened. And within life, stuff changes. You know, it's just like, you just can't stop it. Things just change. And Fetish Men San Diego has gone through a few changes and some adjustments to accommodate and to adjust with the changing of the times and San Diego, another community, kink community. And we're at a new point in our, where we're at, because we're in a different space. You know, we've moved from one space to another, which I really love the space.
Uh-huh.
And Papa Tony has, he started this group. And he has put his heart, soul, sweat, blood, and tears to move it and keep it moving to where we're at right now. And now Papa Tony has come this place in his life right now is to, like, hand the keys over. It's like, let some, you know, like, and that's what things are for. You know, you start something, and then you turn it over and let it go and let it see where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he's here tonight is to share, you know, where we, the past, the present, and the future, where we're going in Fetish Men San Diego, and about some great changes that's coming up. And I'm going to let Papa Tony give you the rest, give us our history. So everybody, let's give a round of applause for Papa Tony.
Okay. So the theme for tonight is handing away the car keys. And Alex here is a dear friend of mine, and he is our newest member. And so then here's the car keys, and I'm out of here, bitches. No! Actually, what I would like, before we get started, let's go ahead and do a 10-minute break, and then we can get into the good stuff, okay? Thank you. 10-minute break. Okay, my intention going forward here is I want to talk about the history of the group and how it came to be and what's going forward, okay? Just kind of give you a little historical perspective. You know, clearly I am, you know, member number one. This started in late June of 2010, okay? It seems like a long time ago. It's 194 weeks. No, 195 weeks now. And only missed one newsletter week. It was the week that my dog was dying, and I just wasn't into it. But I posted over 720-something articles to the website. We're at the moment, we're gaining between usually 8 to 10 new members a day, every day, day in, day out. The process is accelerating. Clearly, we don't have 7,000 people here. But we have a lot of people worldwide that are fans of ours, that really want to see what it's like when it works well. Most cities don't have this. They don't have this level of trust and camaraderie. This was designed in. So let me talk about the history. Several years before I started the group, I was in anguish. I was in disaster mode, because the thing that I missed the most did not exist anywhere, and I didn't know how to bring it back. I was struggling, because what I wanted was connection with other guys, and I didn't want it to be through, you know, the online sex sites, because that didn't do it for me. I'm too sensitive. I'm too affectionate. I'm too interpersonal to interact with people through text, you know, or a JPEG or something like that. And I'm just not at that place in my life. And I was lonely, and I was more lonely not just on a friendship level, but on a community level. And so then I thought, how the hell do we reach people? Because the problem that I saw that needed to be solved was, how do we find people when our culture has been evaporated? Somebody who's on Recon has no connection with someone who's on Adam for Adam, who has no connection to somebody on Bareback RT, who has nothing to do with somebody on Manhunt, and you walk past somebody in the supermarket, you don't know that that man could be a huge asset in your life because you have no connection to him. And it was a terrible thing. It was awful. And people still struggle with this heavily, that sense of disconnect, because yes, you can connect on a crotch level, but how about on a heart level? On a friend level. And that's what the problem was that I saw, and I thought, I got to do something about it, but how? Because, see, like, one of my buddies had told me, they said, oh, I hate going to the Pride Festival. People are always coming up to you with clipboards, you know, trying to get your email address. And I said, you know why they're doing it? Because the moment that that festival is gone, you are gone. Then they have no way to ever find you again. See, the businesses, Recon, and Adam Fredman, and all that, they have zero interest in promoting local community at all. They're not going to list San Diego events. There's no money in it for them. Everything's about profit. Either get laid or get the fuck out of here. That's all their attitude. And so then I thought, and see, we used to have so many leather bars that we would congregate in, but then that all evaporated when the internet and the bulletin board systems and all that took over. And so then we're not getting the same information that we used to. In the old days, we would all read the gay rags. You know, we'd all get the social column stuff. We'd all talk about it in the bars. It was all information that we were all digesting at the same time. Well, the internet dissolved that. Now, if you're bored, you click on a link, poof, you're gone. And so then that is a very stressful thing as a culture. We went from no internet at all to way too fucking much of it. I say that this group is about finding the right balance. We use the internet as our bitch. That its only job is to promote the fact that we have non-virtual experiences that we can share and that always turn out well. So how did we get to that point? I finally was talking to a buddy of mine on Recon, and he said, why don't we have a gear night at the Eagle? We don't normally have anything gearish at the Eagle, which is a leather bar. Why don't we try that? I said, sure. So we contacted everybody that we knew on Recon, and both got punished for it because Recon doesn't like you promoting stuff. You're trying to sell goods and services. They went after me for that. And so then I said, hey, there is blood on your hands. I said, Recon alone, being the largest leather-oriented type website on earth for hooking up, I said, you have strip-mined our culture worldwide and killed off most of the leather bars in this world, really. And I said, so you don't have any moral authority to chew out somebody who's trying to bring back the community that you fucking killed. They said, well, just don't do it in the future. But I felt very strongly about it, that if we were going to have connection, it wasn't going to be through that. I'm really clear. So what I did, I'm very proud of myself. We had our first event. We had 15 guys show up in gear, and it was all about the gear for them. But I got all their email addresses. And then I said, I'll let you know when the next event is. So then I told them, I emailed them and said, the next event is going to be at the Eagle on such and such a date. And, you know, this is the theme. Well, we had 186 guys show up for that one. And I got all their email addresses. And then we had another event, and more people showed, you know, different people showed up, and I got their email addresses. And that's how the list began. What I did that, to me, was the biggest innovation was I created an entirely separate social network. Yes, it's on Facebook. Yes, it has been on Twitter. Yes, it has been on FetLife. Yes, it has been on this and this and that, whatever. The fact of the matter is that if people are connected to us, they get clean, dependable information that they can use because we're drowning in information. It's like a fire hose constantly coming at us of information. What we need is not more information. What we need is wisdom from somebody who has our best interests at heart, where they're trustworthy. Like, okay, I know that if I get an email from this source, I'm okay with that because this is always going to turn out right. Because he's not trying to get money out of me. He's not trying to make himself look more important. He really gives a shit. Well, what happened is that I was able to attract really high-quality guys who stuck around. There's been a lot of changes over the years. If you look at the group pictures from the early years, a lot of the faces have changed. I don't see that as a problem. We are in a very transitory community. I mean, we move in town, we move out of town. There's a bunch of people that are moving out of town right now because they've gotten job offers in other cities. It happens. It doesn't matter. What has happened with this group that has been so magical for me is that the effect that we have ripples outward into the world, and the ripples will never know what the full extent of them are. But we have caused at least 30 new affinity groups in San Diego who are not gay, or you know, but they're kinky, to form based on our model. They're doing it because they say, you know, they're doing it. Why can't we do something like that? Last I heard, this was about 6 months ago, we had 43 other cities, now I think 44, that have started doing some version of this kind of kinky gay men's group because we're legendary. What I've said many times within a lot of you people's hearing is that you imagine every major city on earth that has a large gay leatherman's community or a large potential gay leatherman's community, imagine each one of them having a spotlight and they're all focused on San Diego. Really, no kidding. This is not a brag. This is fact. if you go to another city and you go to a leather event like LA Leather coming up in a week and a half, and you mention you're from San Diego, you will be grilled. You will be interviewed. People will want to know, how are you guys doing it? Because to us, this is just what we do. This is, you know, it's easy. There's no effort involved, especially as of within the last few days. What we're doing is so easy. We give our word. We say this is going to happen, and then it happens exactly what we promised. Everybody's happy. They go home satisfied. What this does is it builds up one of our biggest assets, which is our credibility with a capital C. No amount of money can buy credibility. We have credibility like you would not fucking believe. It's like the equivalent of $50 billion worth of gold bullion in a vault. That's how much credibility we have. That if we say, this thing is coming up, and this is what you can expect, it always turns out that way. Not because people are sweating and suffering, but because we've learned how to give our word and stand by it. We live in integrity as a group. We attract guys who want to live in integrity. People who are mean, who are users, who are abusers, who are harmful. You know why they're not here? You go look at the website. FetishmanSanDiego.org only has one page. It links to other pages, but the main website only has one page. But you read the text of that page, and it is a filter. It is designed to be a filter. Somebody reads that, and either they like it or they don't. So why would anybody not like it? Because I say gooey, sticky things like, if you don't like hugs, you're really not going to like us. They go, oh, good warning. You know, if somebody's not looking for that. Because somebody who just wants to show up in gear and say, I'm hot and you're not, they're not going to get much juice out of this group. They're really not, and that's okay. I want to warn them ahead of time. If this is not what you're looking for, here's your chance to run. Because we're all about the heart. We're all about actually relating to each other. What I've been telling people for a long time, I have spoken, no kidding, to over 4,000 strangers promoting this group, really. You guys have seen me in action. You know how I am. I have the ability to establish commonality like that. The last time I got turned down by somebody who I solicited trying to get him on the email list was about 5 months ago. That's how successful this group is now, because everybody's heard about us. They're running towards us. There's no pressure trying to get people, come on, be our friends, come be a part of it. They're coming at us. The pressure is coming from the other direction. The reason why is because we have huge amounts of goodwill in the community. We truly do. People are telling their friends who tell their friends. That's one of our assets. By far, the biggest asset that we have, absolutely, is the men who come to our events. And I'm talking directly to you guys right now. Every swinging dick in this room, I'm not kidding. You are the kind of guys we wanted all along. This is ideal. This is not less than. This is not second choice. This is fucking first choice. You guys lead with your hearts. That's what our group is about. We are what I call the GM, the good men. We are the guys who absolutely everybody is glad to be around. Every single time that we have an event out in the general public, everyone around us rejoices. Everyone, every time, 100% of the time. If we have a lunch or a dinner, then the staff gathers around us afterwards with big teeth and big eyes, just like, oh, wow, we really want you guys back. Because we're just nice. We're setting the tone for every event that we go to. If we're out in a multi-club thing, we set the tone. If we're out in public at something, we set the tone. If we go, like when we've done the gear invasions, where we, let's say we go to a non-leather bar, we don't stand around in a tight little clique where everybody else is bouncing off of our indifference. We're outwardly focused and smiling, and people are coming up and, I've got questions, and can I have a hug? And we're just so friendly and nice. And when we do those gear invasions, we add about 30 or so new members that night at Flicks or at Kickers or wherever. And people are coming out of the woodwork saying, I want to find out more. Because what we represent is how it can be when it works really well. For our entire lives, we've been told that kink and fetish and all that other shit is just, oh, it's filthy and it's diseased and it's wrong and it's immoral. And what we've really learned, thanks to the internet and through finding each other, is that really all that this is just extreme intimacy. And what this group is about is extreme intimacy, about greeting each other with hugs that mean something, about getting to know that man, even if he is not ever going to be your boyfriend, he's somebody who adds value to your life. This is something that is radical. To us, it's normal. It's just, well, it's just what happens. But think about it. This is a very radical thing. So the now, the next asset that we have is huge amounts of momentum. I want you guys to be really clear. Okay, I'm not going away, really. I'm going to keep going to things. I'm not going to be the head guy. Okay, that's why I'm saying this. I'm empowering everybody to take on whatever leadership they want. This group is designed to be crowdsourced. It does not have to have this. I designed it that way. This is not my first affinity group. I've created a lot of them over the decades. The ones that always succeed have this. These guys around me, people who trust each other, people who believe in each other, people who have learned the value of each other and have seen the bad side of each other and love each other anyways. Each time that I've done that, every time I've created a team like this, the group continues for decades afterwards because I've been successful in building a tone and a theme and a guiding influence that doesn't require me. And it works really well, you guys. And see, the reason why we're having this tonight, why this night as opposed to another night, I first announced that I was going to be retiring about 8 months ago. What the hell? One, I was struggling with it because I was seeing it as if I let go, then it means that it might fail. Oh, no. You know, I was caught up in that. But also I had another consideration. If anybody was paying attention, a few months ago I had a breakdown where I finally realized that the reason why I was having difficulty letting go is because I had made a promise to all of my dead brothers that I was going to carry on the work that they could no longer do because they died. And it was way too much of a load, and it was too much of a burden, and I couldn't do it anymore. And I finally had a session where I asked them to forgive me and cried and cried and cried and got it all out of my system. Okay, but then right around that same time, we had a big breakdown in the group. We had the young guys that I'd been grooming to take over and, you know, be the new leaders suddenly come in and start pooping all over everything and being angry and resentful and talking the group down and creating a separate group. So I had to stick around longer to kind of guide everybody through the rocks and the white water until we were cruising. Well, we're cruising now. But then the final point happened a week and a half ago when I did the Mankind Project New Warrior Training. And one of the epiphanies that I had, it's a wonderful weekend, was that I can let go. I can trust. The team is ready, really ready. You may not think you are, but here's the point. Okay, now let's get to the next point. You don't have to be me. Yes, I'm a charismatic, hyper, way the hell out there guy. I got the ball rolling. I got the momentum going, and now I can ease off. And I'm still there. You know, if somebody has questions, I'm there to catch you. I'm there to help you. I'm there to give you feedback so that you know how you're doing. I'm there to, you know, do whatever it takes. I'm not going away. But at this point, this is where we start talking about the future. What does this mean? What happens going forward? I'm going to make some predictions based on past experience. This group has a lot of wonderful guys with great ideas. The way that our structure is set up is that if someone has a great idea, you know, I'd really love it if we did dot, dot, dot. All you have to do is say it. And everybody gathers around you, say, I can help. I know somebody that can help with that next part. Actually, here, let me get you a number and let me get back to you and I'm going to find out what I can do. By gathering around that one person with that beautiful idea, whatever it is, they're empowered to become better men, better leaders, better idea fountains that create new things that don't just do ideas, they also follow through. It's really wonderful. And see, that's the way our group is set up. It doesn't have to involve work. I mean, the hardest work for this big fucking huge weekend that's coming up is that I'm going to be teaching, you know, flogging in a very intensive session beforehand. But to me, that's play. That's not hard work. It's not a chore. It's not an obligation. It is just plain fun. I love teaching. And I'm going to be doing a full 2.5 hour flogging all levels lesson, and it's going to be video captured so that we can document it and post it online. But see, to me, that's fun. It's time to do that. But that's going to be the hardest thing. I mean, otherwise you show up for dinner and everybody's happy. Everybody succeeds. Everybody's glad. Okay, fine. Movie night, they've already done all the planning. I did the requesting, but, you know, anybody could do that. You guys think of a good movie that you think would be a good movie, they're totally willing to listen. The hardest part is just coming up with the idea and then just saying, this is how it's going to be. See, none of the things I talked about in late May have anything to do with reality as it exists right now. There's nothing in the room that proves that it's going to happen. All we have is the power of our word. But since we live in integrity, since we keep our word, since we're good men, our word is good enough, plenty good enough, so that, of course, everybody says, okie dokie, I'll do that. See, I wrote an article, I don't know, probably a year, year and a half ago, called The Culture of Okie Dokie. And it relates to this. And I do a lot of whimsical titles, as you know. The way that it works with us, because we have so much credibility, is that if somebody says, everybody, there's a change of plans, we need to go this way. Everybody goes, okie dokie, and they go that way. They don't question, they don't think, wait a second, I was promised something. They just say, fine. Because they know they can always trust in the result, because they know that we're always committed to the best thing happening. Everybody's going to win, and nobody's going to get left behind, and no one's going to be treated as less than. That we all have value. That's the structure of this group. That's the way it's been set up. So everybody brings their A game, whatever level, whatever effort, whatever, and it always works out anyways. All it takes is somebody with a beautiful idea and who can enroll other people in that idea, because that's what leadership is. In nearly every other affinity group on earth, it's all about whoever is bossiest gets to be the guy who's running things. I promise you, there's bossiness in me, but that's not how I've been doing this. What I've been doing is I've been enrolling people in dreams, saying, wouldn't it be great if, dot, dot, dot. Or, ooh, this is great, let's try it. You know, and if it fails, that's fine. We're very forgiving in this group. It's okay. But each time that we try something, you notice that the number of people that show up is exactly the right number, and everybody goes home happy. Because it's all about creating new, wonderful, fun ideas and reasons for us to play and to enjoy each other and to be brothers and to be uncles and to be sons and to be grandsons and to be all this stuff that we've needed as a male culture entirely outside of the sub-subculture of gay leathermen. What we've needed is reasons to value each other and to treasure each other and to invest in each other as friends for the next 40 fucking years. And that's really what this group has been about. At this point going forward, like I said, we've got regularly scheduled things. You know, we've got a structure as far as the basic stuff. That's really essential. Why is it so essential? Because this event here was designed to be a landing strip for the new guys and an experience for us to relate to each other. Because it does no good to have a newsletter that goes out saying, this thing's going to happen, this thing's going to happen, and you show up and you're still lonely, and you haven't had a chance to bond with somebody. You haven't had the chance to say, oh, man, I really like you. You know, what you said at that last meeting really touched me. And see, that's what we've been needing, is that kind of connection, but also a way for the new and the shy and the wonderful to show up and think, you know, I could kind of fit in with this. Not everybody does fit in. There's guys that show up and they go, not to my taste. That's okay. That's fine. But what we have here is a structure that is set up so that men of goodwill and good nature can succeed. Unlike most affinity groups, the sweeties are at the top of the pile. Not just the bossiest guys. Not the ones who are strict about protocol and, you know, this must happen and then this must happen and there is no flexibility in it. This is all about flexibility. It's like, okay, I'm going to do a visual here. If I don't drop my phone. Okay. If I'm standing straight up and rigid like this, somebody could push me, I'd just flop right over, any direction. But if I'm like this, I'm like a puppy, I'm ready to play, ha, ha, ha. I'm flexible, I'm ready to jump in any direction, ha, ha, ha. That's what our group has been all along. We're not rigid. We're not deeply structured. We don't have bylaws. We don't have elections. We don't have 501c3. We don't have a bank account. We don't have Robert's Rules of Order. We don't have any of that stuff. What we have is encouraging people to be the best they can be at this point in their life. And each time they do better, we applaud each other and everybody wins. Because the more what we've had in this group is what I call explosions of joy and people growing and blossoming upward and outward. We all struggle. We're all still got our shit going on. Me included. We all have problems. But we forgive each other for that. And we let each other off the hook. And then we just keep going. And that's really the way this group is. So going forward, all we need is to have just what we have and then just little sparkling little exceptions once in a while. Like, wouldn't it be great if we did a gear invasion over at Flicks? So that would be something I would really endorse. You know why? Because every time I go to Flicks in gear and I'm smiling and I'm happy, I get swarmed with really happy people that love me. And see, that's something I never expected. I didn't realize how things had changed, how we're treated differently. If you go, let's say we all decided we're going to go to a straight bar down in Gaslamp Quarter in Gear, you know, the Blue Parrot or something like that, we would be treated like heroes. How do I know? I've been there. And what I'm saying is the world has changed in this part of the world. I can't speak for everywhere else, but here in this part of the world, we're trendy. We're fashionable. And people love us. And they go, oh, I want to be him someday. He's the real deal. You know, he's got street cred. The world has changed, and now we're getting the benefit of it. Right now, in this group, we have this huge treasure chest of these wonderful men who show up and share from the heart and who are being role models for the new and the shy and the unsure. And they're saying, you know, I really didn't think I was going to fit in, but I think I'm going to. That's really important. See, what I always told people, those 4,000 guys, and a lot of you have heard this too many times from me, but in the old paradigm for gay leathermen, whoever has the biggest dick or the most muscles or the most gear or whatever gets to be A-list. You know, they're hot and you're not, and everybody else is sort of like wasting their time. What has been most successful is the new paradigm, which we represent in the world, which is that the more authentic you are, the more fully self-expressed you are, and the kinder you are. And this speaks for everyone in this room, really. The more you show up as being the kind of guy who deserves to have friends, the more you deserve to get friends. You know, and that's just the way we're set up. And I applaud everyone, even if they're not physically here, but the guys who have contributed over the years. Somebody, if I was to slam open the door and say, I'm the boss of you guys, you need to do what I do, I wouldn't get very far. I'm a nice guy. I've got a lot of, you know, a lot on the ball. But none of this would have been possible without all these wonderful men who have endorsed the dreams and who've brought their own dreams and who have said, yes, I'm willing to step up and help. So the only thing that's really going to change going forward is that I won't be the guy with the football, that whoever wants to be the guy with the football for this moment, you don't have to do it for the next 18 years. You don't even have to do it for, you know, more than a few minutes. But to say, I think it'd be really nice if we do this. How about you guys? Do you think that's a good idea? Who can help me with that? And then that's when magic happens. We've set up that structure so every time it succeeds. So, you know, I invite everybody. See, what's going to happen going forward? Now, what has been the work? Okay, putting the period at the end of the sentence, beginning the next portion. What has been the biggest drag about running Fetishman San Diego for me? That was doing the newsletter. I was doing it in the way that I used to do it back in the 90s. And it was a bitch, and it's no fun. And I'm not structured that way in my brain. Every newsletter has been a chore for me. It's been a nightmare. Well, that doesn't work anymore, and it doesn't have to anymore. Within the last 5 days, everything has been restructured so that we don't have to do any work anymore. I found out about new technology. Multiple people have made suggestions. My husband, Dennis, has been hugely helpful. He says, why didn't you listen to me a year and a half ago when I told you about this? I wish I had listened. Because now, this is entirely how it works. Okay? You go to the website, any part of our website, and right at the top, it says, add your email so that you can stay in touch, or whatever the phrasing is. Couldn't be more obvious. Or go to Facebook. Couldn't be more obvious. So the way it's going to be going forward, people contact me all the time wanting me to promote their events. Well, I'm going to just train them. I'm going to have a standard page that tells them, this is how you do it from now on. You have to go to our Facebook page, and you have to post it there. If you have difficulty, let us know. We'll get you going. But you have to do it from now on. Okay? So then it's posted on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, you get the information nice and fresh. But what about the many times more people? It's like 6 times more people that are not on Facebook that really want to follow it, but they don't want to be on Facebook. Well, if they've added their email, it's all handled automatically so that if someone, anybody who wants to help out, you copy, you paste into the new newsletter, and then you say save, and then at least for the first month or so, I'll be the chief editor. Well, I'll look at the new newsletter and say, okay, we need to kind of change this, and I'll mention it, and I'll say, okay, next time could we do it this way instead of this way? Okay, yes, it's nice and tidy, and then as the chief editor, I just say publish, and then it automatically gets sent out to everybody on the email list, and it's done. There's no more maintenance. I don't have to add people manually. I don't have to remove people manually. It's just done. It works. Even better, it's been designed so that on your mobile device, you're in a bar or you're just finished fucking somebody or something, and they say, I'd like to know more about that group. You can just tap an icon on your phone, and you type in their email, and you hit, you know, submit, and then you do the captcha, the little, you know, tell us what these funny-shaped characters mean. You do that, and they're on the list, and and they have to click on a verification when they get home. But, yes, it's a little bit more work, but not much. But it means we don't have to do that anymore. We just add them, and then, you know, make sure that we solve the puzzle before we send them on their way. And I'll walk you guys through that. That's fine. But the point is that the work that drove me crazy doesn't have to be done anymore. The stuff that really irritated me, and like I said, it was like giving a bubble bath to a tomcat. Every newsletter was like, oh, God, I don't like this. Because I was terrified that I would forget something. And now we don't have to worry about that anymore because I don't have to do it in my head anymore, and nobody does. If the people who want to publicize in the right place and in the right way, copy, paste, send, done. And it's very little work. It's very, very little work because people are flooding us. You'll notice a lot of people come to us. They want our blessing. They want us to show up. They want it badly. All sorts of businesses are courting us. And that's not going to change because we show up and we always make it better. People are always happier after we've been there. So,
I'll ask a question. Yes.
Yes. He'd be the one you talk to. Yes.
Somebody still has to kind of run it.
Yeah. Magnum. Yes. Magnum's the guy.
Right. Yeah. I have stepped in to be the coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll coordinate yes. with the tech guys, and then I'll be the going out sourcing, and you know, people have ideas and bringing things here, and
mm-hmm.
and then each month just be yep. the rainmaster.
Yeah. He's the network hub. Very good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coordinator.
Yes.
I'll be the kink coordinator.
That's right. And if you're uncoordinated in your kink, he can help you. He can unkink you very quickly.
So to get clear with the, slow it down again, go over the, what was then briefly, mm-hmm. and then how to go to this email. Mm-hmm. Briefly, or let John speak to that. Let John.
Do you want to? Or, I mean,
it's up to you. You said.
Let John.
Well, okay, but I'm the one who's been doing the work, okay. Not John. Okay. I would like to explain it. Basically, I found out that there's a Google gadget that allows people to follow the blog. See, here's the structure. We have the Facebook page. And we have the blog. The blog is our historical record. The blog is extremely crucial as a historical record. It is outside of Facebook. Many of you guys may have heard of the Wayback Machine, WABAC, where they back up the entire internet several times a day so that future historians can study what has happened at a particular given slice of time. The blog has been designed for that day, so that 500 years from now, people want to see what happened, you know, when the club that took over the entire planet first started, they'll have a history. But see, the way that it is currently set up is that going forward, I mean, the reason why I struggled so much is because I was doing it the hard way. I was managing the emails manually. I was having to add copy and paste addresses. I was sending welcoming messages. I was doing all this other stuff. Well, it's all automated now, you know, so we don't have to do that anymore. It was a lot of effort, and I felt very virtuous doing it, but it was stupid because I was using old technology when there's an app for that now, you know. But so the way that it goes, like I said, is that if somebody wants to know more about us, it's very easy. They can Google us. When they do, any of the web pages that come up have right at the top saying you can follow us by putting in your email address here, okay, or click here to go to Facebook. Either way, those are the main ways that people connect with us. I tried those other networks and they just didn't work. They just were not, there was no cheese down that rat hole. And anyway, so then everything's basically automated. What I just described is how it works from now on. The old way, it was just, I would have to take an entire day to try and figure out, okay, this hasn't been added yet. crap, I forgot to look at the calendar. What are the regularly scheduled things? I don't want to do that anymore. I just want it to just happen. I don't want to have to worry about trying to coordinate stuff that I'm just not wired for. So I don't want to go too much into detail about what has happened because we're in a different day now. It's been designed now, like I said, so that no matter what device you access any of our web pages on, you can add somebody or they can add themselves. And they are adding themselves very rapidly. Now, we may have lost some of the old people from the old days who weren't paying attention, but I've sent, I think, 3 solid warnings saying, you know, this is coming, this is coming. You guys might have seen the emails. And if they still don't get it, then I can't help them. You know, I'm not going to. I started manually adding their addresses, and that was too much of a chore. And it's like, okay, they've been warned. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, just to simplify it for the people listening, you plunk your email address in, you hit submit. You get a message back saying, please confirm that you want to be on this list. You confirm. Once you confirm it, any time that a newsletter is generated, which is about once a week, you get a notification that you've got a newsletter waiting.
Yeah, and you click on the link.
That's all that happens now. Yeah, an email notification. No more having to sign up on a Yahoo group. If you don't like Facebook, you don't even have to do Facebook at all.
You just get the email.
Get the email. And the information on Facebook is going to mirror the information on the newsletter.
Yeah.
And to clarify that even more, the content that comes in the email and or these other sources, it'll be generated for the first month or so. You're going to help create that content and put it.
Well, not so much created. I'm just going to look at what has been created. I'm going to be guiding the guys who are doing it.
We're going to be putting it together, compiling it. And he's going to help us get the right feel and the right look and the right layout, and so that we can do a good job of doing that in the future. And then once he's satisfied for the first month, then he's going to publish it and the notification will go out.
Yeah.
And then from that point forward, then he will grant the new powers upon us to do the same
yes,
thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had an idea. Since some people aren't as social as Papa Tony, could we get like a business size card put up
No.
If you want to add your name to the list, go to this website, click on this link.
It's a brilliant, beautiful idea, but it doesn't work. You know why? I did it. I spent a lot of money for very high-quality cards, and out of every 500 that I would hand away, one person would follow through. There's no payoff. That doesn't work, Dan. What you have to do instead, how many people here have a smartphone? Raise your hand. Okay. Every one of you has the ability to add somebody instantly to the list, if that becomes an issue. I mean, if that becomes important, just go to fetishmansandiego.org or fetishmansandiego.blogspot.com or just Google Fetishman San Diego. Right at the top of the page, you can add somebody to the list right away. It's a great gesture of kindness, and they will thank you for it. And it's fast, and the reason why it works better than the card is because if you hand a card to somebody, they go, oh, thank you, nice. They stuff it in their pocket. The end of the evening, they empty out their pockets, they put it on there, and that card falls in with about 70 other cards. And they, oh, I'm going to get around to that someday. And then about 2 years later, they say, God, what a mess. And you just shovel it out in the box. I'll get to it later. And it never happens. We live in a highly distractible age. By whipping out your phone and adding them right now, you're distracting them for a moment. Here, let me get your email. And it's done. And there's no other work to be done. And so then people don't think, oh, I'll prioritize that. You know how life is. We're all drowning in information. So the best thing to do is distract them long enough to get that email, and they're done, and they're happy, and they're glad. The reason why this works so well is because, remember I spoke to 4,000 individuals. Okay, I don't have to do that anymore. They come to us, like I said. But when I was doing that, I worried, am I being too pushy, you know, getting all those emails? Well, I was looking at the pattern. I would add, let's say, 40 people in a month and lose one per month. And they would and how would I know? They would email me and say, could you take me off the list? I've moved to Long Beach and, you know, or, you know, Rockaway Island or something, you know, and I don't live in San Diego anymore. All my best to you on their way. We don't get a lot of people unsubscribing. We really don't, for whatever reason. So that people who tend to get on there want to be on there. They want to hear about it. They want to know what's going on. They want to follow. Even if they don't show up, they want to feel like they're part of this, that they're part of the brotherhood. They're part of the nicest group in town and, you know, everywhere. We really are.
So if anybody doesn't have a smartphone, I will happily give out my phone number to anybody. You can always text me their email address, and I will add them, or we can help them do it on their smartphone.
Yes. So. Yeah.
So what happens to the blog? Oh, you want to go ahead?
No. The blog continues exactly the way that it was, in that it is our historical record. People will write articles. I know that I want to. I want to write articles. My favorite article in the world to do involves the work of this brilliant man right here. He sends me pictures. I post them, and I write some historical perspective in there of what it is that I love about it, and I put it on the blog.
Who's maintaining the blog?
All of us. There's going to be multiple people maintaining it. It's a team effort. Yeah. And see, the reason why that's important, see, the reason why those articles that involve the pictures and the historical perspective and what happened and all that, why that's so crucial, every one of those is like adding another big big granite block to the pyramid that is Fetishman San Diego. We're the biggest pyramid around. We really are. There's no other club on earth that is even close to what we're doing. Not even beginning to. Not even one-tenth. And the reason why it's really important that we document our history and we lock this stuff in, yes, it's nice to have a historical record, but more than that, people look at the blog and they go, oh, geez, because they see all of this wonderful stuff, and it just goes hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles. And the information is not just deep, it's wide. You click through and you go, oh, wow, there's more. Oh, my God, there's more. Oh, my God. And no matter which direction you go, it's useful. It's rich. It's not crap. It's high vitamin content. People go, my God, I didn't know that this was even possible. Can't we do this in Memphis? You know, let's talk to some guys. Maybe we can do this in Memphis. You know, you guys saw the article recently about the guys in Detroit. You know, and that's the effect that we're having. And it's not a lot of work to do that. Yes. He does the most work with the photography. Yes.
So, not to step over, Scott. Scott is our resident photographer in-house. Most of the pictures that you've seen on the blog and all that have come from Scott.
Yeah, that's
Scott.
Right. Howard Scott. Let's hear it for Scott.
And I want to give, it is the real deal, because the Detroit thing, I'm from Detroit. And I visit my mother twice a year. And in September, I was going to visit my mom. And I told Papa Tony that I was going to visit my mom. And I have a couple of leather friends in Detroit. And UDrop told me to go visit Arturo, who lives in the suburbs of Detroit, and because he was interested in fetish men. And after I was in Detroit for about a week. And near the end of my stay, I emailed Arturo and said, hey, you want to get together? I'm here in person. And so we all met in Royal Oak. That's like the unofficial gay place, Ferndale, Michigan. And so we met there with a couple of my friends who were on the picture, Atiba and another guy, John. And it was like eight of us, and we all got together and we met at a bar. And then they were just popping me and asking me all these questions about what we do in San Diego. And I just told them, this is what we do. And they was really excited about it. And they said that they had already shown me their logo. I think they called the Mavericks.
Yes.
And
beautiful
and while
logo.
I was there in Detroit, they had a big leather event in Detroit at the Hayloft. And that's like one of the last dying bars in Detroit, because most of the people have moved to the suburbs. You've heard stories about Detroit. Detroit is a survivor, too. It's surviving. But it was a really large event. That night, it had to be at least 200 men there at that event. And from that, I didn't hear back from Arturo. I think he called me once and checked in and asked me how I was doing. And then it wasn't until he also got in contact with you and told you that they had followed through and they had their first event. And you saw the pictures there. And I think that was at the Hayloft where they had that event.
Yeah. They were ecstatically happy.
It is happening. People are interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have not tried to do this, but is it possible if I went and then said flogging that I would get 20 links from the blog about you talking about flogging on October 2011.
Oh, yeah.
And pictures.
So oh, yeah.
There is a search.
Yeah, what you can do. It's entirely searchable. It was designed to be. There is nothing blocked. I mean, I search on there all the time for certain phrases whenever I'm figuring out, wait a second, what's the link to that thing from 3 years ago so I can include it here. It's very quick and very easy. Yeah.
This is a sub-product of Google, so they wanted to make it as searchable and Google-friendly as possible.
Yeah.
So it does search very well.
I'm really low-tech, and when I submitted my email, I got a response back. You need to install Fireburner? Or was that just a coincidence?
No, that was only the first day. That was me fucking up. I didn't know. Try it again. That's been fixed. Feedburner. That was a bug the first day.
Yes.
But we fixed that. We found out from one person. I mean, it must have been hundreds of people that tried it, and it had failed and didn't tell me about it. But one person told me. I went, oh, I got to fix that. And I figured it out. It works now.
So how do you get a confirming response?
Yes, you get an email that says you have to click here to verify that you got this email.
So unless you get that confirming email,
you're not on the new one.
Didn't go through.
Yeah, just go to any part of any of our website pages, and you can add yourself very easily, and there are no more bugs. It just works on any device. Yes.
And so we'll work out all this tech stuff.
Oh yeah.
I mean, because I'm not tech savvy either. You know, I'm still using chisel and a hammer. All right. And I'm trying. Please be patient. Be patient with me. Moving it into the now, and you can correct me. You know, along the way, the men's discussion group is like the heart of Fetish Men San Diego.
Yep.
So, with me stepping in as being the coordinator. I'm just coordinating. I want to ask all you men, and it's an invitation. If you have an idea, if you have something you want to rap about, anything, just let me know. And everybody has a topic in there somewhere.
Oh, yes, they do.
That they want to talk about.
Yep.
You know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, I love to talk. I love to put on presentations, just something that I like to do. You don't have to be me.
Mm-hmm. Or
you
me.
You can do it your style or whatever, and I'm here to support you. You know, just tell me what it is, and we'll make it happen. And we need to start doing that coming up in April, because other than John, the calendar is empty. So it's really important. I just want to, you know, keep saying is that just let me know, and I'll give you my email address or telephone number, and then just call me, and we'll coordinate this.
Mm-hmm.
And along with knowing that you have a topic inside of you, one, two, or three. It now is a good opportunity to start tapping into our community, too,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of other people in other communities, in the leather community, who we can bring here
mm-hmm.
and let them and let us know about what they put on. And
yep.
So we can, so it's like pay it forward, pay it backward. Mm-hmm. We bring people into our community. They'll put the word out, hey, Fetish Men's doing that. And then they'll come just like at the club night over mm-hmm. at Joyce Beer Center. It works just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that Fetish Men does real well, too, is that we show up at shit.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the good thing, too, because I like showing up and bumping up against other people and really finding out people that maybe I've seen walking down the street. And I know me, you know, I'll judge up and size somebody up in a minute and say, oh, they think they bad and all that. And then when I went to the all club thing, I met a couple of people there, and it was like, oh. And it just changed my whole perspective about things.
Yeah.
And so that's what we do well, is the men's discussion. We show up at stuff. And we were doing a couple of things where we were doing showing up as Gear Night and Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to bring that home. Let's get one going in April.
Yeah.
We can do DeMille's. We've already done DeMille's. My Toastmaster group, they do stuff at DeMille's. So DeMille's is like the go-to place. If we can't find any other place, Mix sounds good
I have an idea for another place. I went out to Old Town because I was looking for places, and the Coyote Cafe, which is right by the Old Town Cafe, has two big group rooms. So, I mean, it's right by, you can stroll through Old Town, there's a couple cigar shops near there. They have a large room. They actually have two large rooms that can fit about up to 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have smaller tables, obviously.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. That's a good place. And another place, I went to Club X, and they have their rap group at Mimi's Cafe.
Yes.
In the back, they have servers there. I mean, it's kind of rustic. You think you're at the Game of Thrones, but it's really hot. You know, they got these little barmaids coming up with beer size and stuff. I thought it was really hot. They had a great, they had a discussion while people were eating. And that's an idea that I want for us to do too. We go and we'll pool the money. People who don't, you know, if you're whatever, we'll pitch in for everybody. We'll grub and we'll have a discussion. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty good too. And that, so it's to get visible. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, John.
Well, I just was going to say the one thing we're going to do, too, is the occasional filler just in case we need our shorted discussion topic, which I doubt will happen too often. But we're also going to look at doing, we had done a dinner before one of the discussion groups, and a lot of the feedback I was getting from quite a few people was they liked the idea of doing a dinner, but it was too early because it was at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And so trying to get home from work, either change clothes or, you know, be, you know, whatever to get there for the dinner was just too early. So we're actually going to take an occasional discussion group night on a Wednesday and just have a pizza party here,
yeah,
or have a potluck where everybody brings, mm-hmm, something, and we'll, you know, we'll say people whose names start with A through K bring this and everybody L, mm-hmm, through Z bring that. And instead of us having a formal meeting, you know, we all love to talk. You talk.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's trouble trying to get people back from that break.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure we can fill a couple hours with food and hugs and some good discussion with that too, and that's a great way to do something very inexpensive, because of course we do have people on fixed incomes and people who don't, you know, aren't doing real well financially right now, and that'll be a great way for them to have a dinner with us where,
yeah,
maybe they couldn't afford a DeMille's, you know, where it's $20 a person or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that occasionally too.
How about you?
One of the documentaries for the Oscar this year is a very powerful one related to a gay man being brutally attacked by 10, 12 skinheads 20 years ago. But to try to show that, if I got access to it, it's like a 10-minute, there's no technology in this room, no screen, no whatever. Is,
oh, we can do that.
Is there another space here?
Yeah, we've got that.
Is there another space here?
Downstairs
that we can have if we had technology we wanted to look at?
We can do that.
That
we can
possible.
Do that.
There's definitely enough people with
it. Yeah, he's got a projector and a screen, and you know, we got all sorts of stuff. Why would we want to do a PowerPoint presentation? See, Dan, I want you to understand. I'm just speaking for myself. I'm only allergic. I'm allergic to three things: pollen, penicillin, and PowerPoint presentations.
And with that, this is like the best space to have video,
yes,
documentary. It's carpeted, it absorbs the sound. We got,
yeah,
a lot of outs,
oh, yeah,
a lot of jacks in here to plug into. We got a great stage. So let's light a fucking fire up under everybody's ass and let's get generated and let's get April moving and into May and then June and we just keep going on. Where my pom pom?
Yeah. Now we've already got we've already got two topics for April. We've already got two topics for April. We got Donnie's topic, and I never did what I promised, which was the topic of jealousy.
All right, then we got John's topic. Yeah, we got John's topic, and then all we need,
yeah,
for April.
So we need, no, we need one more for April.
It's a
demo. No, we need one more.
Because it's 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah. Anybody else have a hot topic?
I saw this great video on prostate massage.
Really?
I mean, it wasn't a sexual thing because they had this little Asian lady doing it on,
oh,
this guy.
Oh, that's...
It wasn't erotic, but I mean, it could be, obviously.
Yeah, hold the thought. Okay, you.
Here's my topic, speaking for the bottoms. Cleaning out the rectum.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. And practical, too. Sure. So which week would you like to do it?
And pick the night. I don't have the answers,
well, how,
but I have the
but
problem.
But it's a great topic.
So see me.
I would lead the
workshop. See me.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it could go with fisting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we could find Bobby, what's that dude's name?
I was thinking it would be
Chris.
Chris, yes. And that's who I want here. It's fucking Endless Bottom Chris.
Oh, yeah, Slut Bottom Chris.
Yes, Slut Bottom Chris, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you talking about Chris Hollingsworth from Bear San Diego?
No. Tall, slender guy.
I love Chris.
Yeah. Everybody loves Chris. Deeply. We love him deeply.
That's a great fisting demo, baby. What is,
oh, yeah,
Slut Bottom Chris? Because,
yeah,
I saw him one time at a demo, and you can even walk up and put your... He's like, come on.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, I I tend to be the dessert at the end of the evening myself. These don't compress very well. But
and
yes.
Enough. Oh, go ahead, Stuart. Go.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I was thinking it would be fun to do like big pieces of paper and everybody do graffiti.
Yeah,
just kind of get
that could be fun.
Way
that's really like good lateral thinking.
Yeah. And it's a different side of your brain.
Yeah.
It would be very rational, very practical, and so on. But you know, that's another side of your brain that we don't necessarily explore so much.
So somebody should be writing this down. Yeah. So. Yeah.
There's another one that's in the works that Magnum's going to help
really.
Because I have a friend from Los Angeles who is into feet and wants to come down
and do
a co-group with Magnum about feet.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. See, get a what? Okay.
This is like bizarre idea. You could have a poetry night.
Yeah. Well, he's doing a Music of the Heart thing, right?
Because I'm thinking art, poetry, music.
Yeah.
It could be any kind of writing.
Yeah, we've been.
Or, yeah, just reciting.
It's one of those already works on writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see. Yeah, and see. We go in cycles in these discussions. We go deep and heavy, you know, discrimination and stuff like that. But then we do the fun stuff too. There's so much to cover. And see, again, let's point out, how many of these ideas have we actually shot down? None of them. They're all like, oh, cool. We're
PowerPoint.
Oh, I did that. I didn't finish. I was gonna rub some poop all over it too. No, sorry, no PowerPoint. Not while I live. Not while I live. Yeah.
Let's see you do that in this room.
Burn the curtains. So that's a lot of material to cover us, want us at least until July.
Yeah. We're not suffering for lack of ideas. See, that's the point to take. Okay. Not with me. Yeah, go ahead.
I just wondered how many have ever seen the documentary The Celluloid Closet.
Oh, that's a good one. So classic.
I mean, you know, because to really see the history of movies and gays, how we've been depicted.
It's brilliant. If you haven't seen it, it's so well worth it.
That's why I asked about a screen or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Because I can get a copy of that. That's no big deal. Say it again?
I have it on DVD.
Oh, okay. Well, just bring it to me. I'll digitize it.
Donnie, we'll go to your house. Sure. Your mom and dad.
Well, anyway, so as far as my reason for standing up, I've been just recording all this stuff because, again, people all over the world really look forward to these recordings. I mean, you wouldn't believe the fan mail I get from all over the place saying, oh, thank you for posting audio again. We've really missed it. You know, they're really jonesing for it. You know, it just they get a sense of how comfortable we are with each other and the amount of trust in the room. And you can't fake that. And I really love how you guys show up tonight. This is wonderful. Everybody's already ready to start contributing. So as my final point to make for the evening before I set my protruding ass down, I want to thank all of you. This has been, I mean, and I'm not going away, you know, so it's not like goodbye or anything like that. But I want to thank you guys and acknowledge all of you because you have all contributed in such beautiful ways every single time. See, I wouldn't do this unless there was a payoff. Nobody does anything without a payoff. So what the hell is my payoff? When I see you guys during the break here at this discussion, and it takes dynamite to get your asses to sit down because you're so happy. You're so happy and you're interrelating and you're just, that's my fucking payoff because we didn't have that 4 years ago. 4 years ago, we had maybe one event every 3 or 4 months and none of it had to do with the heart. It was all about, show up and spend money for a hot party. Hot party. You know, fine. That market's been handled. But we didn't have this kind of connectedness and brotherhood, and it's been a wonderful thing, and everybody here has pulled his fucking weight. You really have, in your own special way, and everybody here has brought an extra flavor that we really needed. And thank you for being the guys that you are, because it really matters. And I'm so happy moving forward at this point. I trust because you guys have earned my trust. So thank you. Okay, we have one more thing. Ariel, please. Okay, you bring it to me. Okay, we're going to do another thing today. Last week, Okay, you'll have to pardon me if I'm going to do the approving dad touch on you. You know, please forgive me. One of the benefits for me of doing what I do is that I use my uncanny powers of observation and intuition to really spot guys that really stand out in some special way. I'm good at spotting what makes somebody really, really wonderful and a new, especially valuable addition to the group. And I want to talk to you a little bit about how I see Ariel. I'm going to talk about him as if he wasn't here. But see, part of the benefit of that is that he gets to see how others see him. Ariel has been an extraordinary addition to our group. Everything that he does it 100%. He's got a work ethic like Tommy does. And that's saying a lot. You know, seriously. But at the recent interclub meet, there were three of us that were working the room. Well, actually four, counting Travis. But we were working the room. What do you mean? It means that we were there to make sure that things were succeeding. We were there to contribute in some way. We're saying just the right thing to greet somebody or to thank them or something like that. We're, you know, extending the hand of friendship. And this guy was keeping up with us. Did anybody tell him to or ask him to? No. But by his nature, by his wiring, he had to contribute on a very powerful level. That's just one example. Every single thing that I've been coaching him on, and I've done a lot of coaching with this wonderful man, he's gotten immediately and with all of his heart. He has absorbed everything beautifully, and he is a wonderful champion of a man, and he is a huge contribution to the group that's only going to get better as time goes by. He's proven his worth many, many times. Now, just like Magnum, I've discovered that he has absolutely flawless whip technique. And so then he has earned my respect several times over with this. I'm presenting him with Jennifer, my current favorite whip. And he's earned it, and why don't you show us what you got? All right. All right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Over the head. There you go. Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go. Good job. And he's really accurate. Yeah. Now, speaking of accurate, all right. So you've earned it. Good man. That is yours to keep. You've earned my respect, and you've earned that whip. I hope it brings you many, many years of happiness. Now, speaking of which, Keith, stand up in the center of the room. No, yeah, Keith. Stand up in the center of the room, remove your shirt. All right. Okay, so then, well, it's kind of hard to see in this light, but here, why don't you walk around and show everybody your back? It has really faded tonight, but last night Magnum was practicing on Keith's back, and the point I want to make about his back is that perfect, accurate spread as far as how everything is spread around. Absolutely the right amount of energy put into it so it wasn't too much. And I acknowledge Magnum for really, really, really doing well. And I wasn't there, and he did it all entirely on his own. And I think that he did an absolutely magnificent job. Very good.
And it takes he sets the bar.
Oh, he does.
Pain tolerance and being present and being in the moment. And yeah, slaying, yes, yes. Yeah.
Takes a good
serve. So that concludes my part of the evening symposium. See you guys at the beach.
Yeah. You got some? Yes.
Before y'all break up, if Ariel, if you could stand up and do some more.
Yeah, model, model.
Oh, because you're Fox and I didn't get it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
count. Yeah,
do it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Just keep hitting it randomly. That's the best way to do it for stuff like this. Just keep going click, 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 and that's the only way you can do it. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
The fans.
Yeah. Don't try to time it. Just hit it random. Just go as fast as the flash can. Seriously, no kidding. Just keep hitting it, Scott. Seriously, click, 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 click. Yeah. Because the timing is not going to work unless you just do it randomly. Okay, keep going. Uh-huh. Oh.
Hey, Ariel, would you just
kind of
face me in
position? Yeah.
Because
that's very good. That helps. Yeah. But it's okay. We love you anyways. We know how you are, honey. It's okay. We forgive you.
All right, everybody. That kind of wraps it up. Don't forget, we won't be here next Wednesday. Go to Sign Me Up. Four, event at gmail.com.
And that's EVENT, no S at the end.
All right. Okay.
It's written on the board.
And if you're not sure, just come up to me. You know, email me. Good job. Show them the picture. Yes. Very good.
I like how that one covered my eyes.
Right across your eyeballs.
Yes.
So what'd you think? So what'd you think?
I liked it.
Hey, beautiful.
I wanted to let you know, just so you don't worry about it, I've got the other email address too on Gmail. Sign me up with number four, and it auto forwards to
like,
that
one. Nice. Good job, dude. You just set that up, didn't you?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's done. So just in case anybody.
Oh, you're such a good tech. I like that.
By the way, I'm John. It's nice to meet you in person.
This is Alex, yes.
So, welcome. Hopefully, your drive down wasn't too bad.
No, not at all.
Good.
Got here 2 hours early.
Okay.
So we went to dinner.
Excellent. Yeah, most of the time it's not too bad. If you can manage to get down here and leave no later than 3 p.m., you're usually okay. 3:30, 3:15, 3:30 beyond, a lot of the times, awful, 2.5 hours. So just keep it in mind, as I do. I've been doing it since last.